Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anthony Johnson, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. Are we not America? My ancestors were scientists, teachers, entrepreneurs, lawyers, and doctors by way of Africa, the birthplace of civilization, long before they were enslaved and brought to America. And during the enslavement period, they were raped, murdered, beaten, and forced to work till the land and built America into the great but crumbling empire it is today. No apology for the brutality inflicted on them, nor financial compensation for 400 years of horrific and free labor. Yet, we still have not completely been embraced in this nation. Are black people not America? And the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution acknowledge that we're supposed to be free and are citizens. But what is written on paper doesn't always equate to the reality of what has and continues to happen to us today. Are black people not America? We fought wars for America since the American Revolution, and we were slaves at the time. We were fighting for freedom from English rule that did not include us. We were told equality was right around the corner if we showed courage, fighting for America's interest in Europe in World War I and World War II. We fought like warrior poets, and we were celebrated numerous times by the militaries of England and France. And yet, when returning home to America after victory in Europe, not only was there no victory parade for us, we were told that under no terms are we to think we shall receive equality in America. War after war, sacrifice after sacrifice, death after death, and we have yet to obtain true equality. Perhaps it may never happen. Are black people not America? So after 400 years of enslavement and free labor, another 100 years of Jim Crow, and fast forward to 2020, there are many American citizens that believe we are still second-class citizens. And for some, citizens not at all. Are black people still not America? We have and continue to be horribly treated by the police structure that even the United Nations have called the treatment of black and brown people horrific. Most of us are law-abiding citizens. Yes, this is true. The majority of African Americans in this country are law-abiding citizens. And although we may not like the police force because of its 168 years of terror attacks against us, we obey the laws. We obey the laws of the land. What is our reward? How are we thanked? We're choked to death because we sell Lucy's. Murdered because we were playing with a toy gun. Murdered while we are home. Murdered for having a legal firearm in the glove compartment. Murdered because police fear for their lives when they were the aggressor. I ask you, are black people not America? We can't even be law-abiding and safe in our homes anymore. Question is, were we ever safe? And when we're murdered in cold blood by inept rogue police, we still get no justice. You see, what the grand jury was saying is this. Drywall lives matter. Breonna Taylor's life, not so much. In America, innocent black people never seem to catch a break. Black lives matter? More like black lives don't matter. Are black people not America? I want to repeat what I stated a few weeks ago when I said, I'm not saying that black people's lives are more important than others. But what I am saying is our lives have meaning and value too. The virus of racism gains strength and its vengeance grows when justice is shackled and thrust into the darkness of hate. We must unchain true justice and let its light illuminate and destroy racism and hate in this country. Justice must seize the day, and all of us from all ethnic groups, we must all be allowed to drink from the fountain of respect, tolerance, and equality. Just like the Black Panther Party, Black Lives Matter isn't a terrorist group, nor is it anti-American. And yet, when we assemble to peacefully protest injustice, the structural, racist, economic injustice, we're called thugs and un-American. However, when white nationalists, aka hate groups, violently protest, they're called patriots. Are black people not America? Racial violence and racial health inequalities in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic disproportionately impacts African Americans. The murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times by an officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is just another example of a longstanding history of racial terror and police brutality against black people in America. Still, police are exonerated, and black and brown people, innocent black and brown people, law-abiding citizens are viewed as the criminal. America's judicial system and law enforcement continues to be an incessant adversary to black people and people of color. Since 2005, Sandra Bland, Samir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Philando Castile, Freddie Gray, Sam DuBois, Alton Sterling, Walter Scott, and Eric Gardner, just to name a few, these individuals were murdered by police officers and non-law enforcement agents, murdered and were exonerated by our judicial system. Perhaps, do we must come to terms that this judicial system that was created never had us in mind? that even today in 2020, the justice system still doesn't work for us? If this judicial system is more than 200 years old, and black people and people of color still can't benefit from this system, is it safe to say we will never benefit from this system? Tell me, are black people not America? For more than 400 years, structural racism continues to operate at the societal level and is the power used by the dominant group to provide members of that group with unlimited advantages while disadvantaging the non-dominant group. The dominant group uses structural racism not only to obtain resources such as employment, wages, but also to limit the non-dominant group's access to these very resources that we should be able to benefit from as well. Amid ongoing protests over unequal treatment of black Americans and police brutality, historic unemployment, and a pandemic that has disproportionately battered black communities, the conversation in this country has clearly shifted. 42% of Americans call race relations extremely important to their vote for president on November 3rd. The issue now stands on par with the economy and healthcare near the top of campaign issues. The last time we saw the race relations being this important from a political perspective was during the Civil Rights Movement. A majority of Americans say race relations in the United States are bad. Some say horrific. Some say it reminds them of the pre-civil rights movement. Roughly two-thirds say it has become more common for people to express racist or racially insensitive views since Donald Trump was elected, and yet very little or nothing at all is being done to address it. Are black people not America? For the last 15 years, from 2005 to 2020, African Americans have accomplished a considerable amount for the United States from an economic standpoint, bringing in billions and billions of dollars from sports, entertainment, law enforcement, politics. African Americans and other people of color continue to rewrite the American landscape. We continue to make great strides in a nation where there are still individuals and institutions that view African Americans as second-class citizens. And as I said earlier, for some, not citizens at all. See, as an African American, I face a war on two fronts, as I've had to deal with racism, bigotry, nepotism, and scorn from other ethnic groups, and sometimes from African Americans. We continue to battle and jockey for position of equality in America. Are we not America? The course of American racial and ethnic politics over the next 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, will depend not only on dynamics within the African-American community, but also on the relationships between African-Americans and other ethnic groups in the United States. However, this is difficult to analyze. You see, the key question within the Black community involves the relationship between material success and attachment to the American political and judicial system, two systems that currently keep a large population of African Americans from obtaining victory within those two areas. The ethnic relations will illuminate the complexity of ethnic and racial coalitions and of ethnicity related. What makes predictions so difficult is that there are no clear patterns in both areas. The current patterns are highly politically charged and therefore highly volatile and contingent on a lot of people's choices. Right now, we're not making intelligent, strong, fundamental choices when it comes to race relations in America. We fell asleep at the wheel. Many of us thought that equality was granted through the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And yet, here we are today, still trying to figure out what is our role and what is our place in this country. We still are dealing with a judicial system that does not include Black people and people of color. We can be innocent, never having a criminal record. And if a police decides that they want to shoot and kill you, the chances of them being convicted or going to jail is none and less than zero. We live in a country dealing with judicial racism where attorney generals and district attorneys, some have gone on record and said, I do not prosecute police, no matter what crime they did. This inspires, this gives inspiration to those individuals who only become police officers to engage in this horrific act of terrorism and murder. There are individuals in this country that have said to me that, hey, Anthony, you know, police don't kill Black people all the time. All those numbers are low. The numbers are high. But it's not just the murders that is alarming to me and to so many other people in this country. It's the violation of Black and brown people's basic human rights. We have to stop gleaning over things like that. Yes, I might not be dead. I may not have been murdered. But have my rights been violated? Have my civil liberties been violated because of the color of my skin? Yes. And in 2020, that should be a fundamentally strong no. For every 100 steps we take, we seem to be taking 125 steps backwards. We have a long way to go. And if we do not address these issues right now, we may never get there. Are you okay with that? Being treated as a second-class citizen or not a citizen at all? Am I not America? Good night.